GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. If Steve Hiltz isn't going to make it into the studio, you know he would send an email or send a text message or make a phone call. He's taking a seat right now behind the bulletproof glass over
he's
in Spacious Studio 7A. He's ready to go. 1-800-966-1039, our telephone number. 1-800-966-1039. You can send your text messages to us in the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Steve, I was telling George, for my birthday, my wife got us tickets to go to see Spamalot last night.
Oh, nice.
At the Collins Center for the Arts. It was terrific. My 10-year-old kept leaning over and saying, "Dad, I don't get it. What's so funny?" Repeatedly, "Dad, I don't get it. What's so funny?" Which made me think.
Yeah, think.
Why isn't anyone else laughing? What are these TV shows that air?
Oh, that's cool.
But I'm laughing. I'm roaring. We know all the lines because it came from the TV show that was short.
I'm not sure I would have been laughing either.
It's not your thing necessarily.
No. Right.
But there are shows that it's cracking you up, but there are others that for one reason or another are going, "I don't get it." So what is the show to you that is so hilarious that everyone else is going, "What's so funny?" And you ask yourself, why isn't anyone else laughing? So I say to Monty Python,
right?
Why isn't anyone else laughing?
That's and that was the British humor. Of course, having seen the show and grown up with it a bit, I can see Spamalot. And yeah, you're right. You've seen the movies, you've seen the show, you know all the jokes. You really do already know them.
And they put a fresh spin on some of them.
Right. But the performance, and you're ready for it, and you want to see it. Yep. You want them to say those lines.
Here comes the Black Knight, okay? Yeah, you're going to say, how are they going to do this? And you laugh through it.
Yeah.
And I suppose there were some people watching it for the first time. I know Elizabeth, I'm laughing at The Simpsons when I can get a sneak of it, and she'll have none of it.
Oh, really?
And I don't understand. Why the political layers, the cultural references, and the comedy they make in that show, just because it's animated, I think some people are scared away. Why isn't anyone else laughing?
Yeah, and I know that was a big complaint about Everybody Loves Raymond when it was on, that people said there's nothing funny about the show. There's no jokes in the show. And I thought, well, it's not a setup and one-liner show. It wasn't that, but it like a lot of sitcoms are now.
Well, the sitcoms are difficult.
Yeah.
I would say, because I went through it, when All in the Family first went on the air, I knew the deal. Everybody knew the deal. We knew it was had a purpose. And so when they used racial language, and people would call the station, "What are you doing?" They weren't getting it.
Some laughter was nervous laughter, actually.
Right.
You know, sometimes you'd laugh because, ooh.
Archie would take off on some minority.
Yeah,
they missed the message that they finally, when people caught on to what was going on, then it became a rather funny show.
Well, and, you know, there were setups that would happen there where you knew how he was going to react, and you're waiting for it.
And the Jeffersons some of those shows that operated.
Okay, this person writes to us. Okay, there's another great text message here. I'm dying to ask you about this. Okay.
Okay.
But this person writes to us in the MTG text line 601-207-GHRT 601-207-4478. Life in Pieces. Why isn't anyone else laughing?
I like that show.
This person says it's the best show ever.
Yeah, it's a clever show.
Who's got that? What's it about?
That is on CBS on Thursday nights, but it's not on right now. It's not on at the moment. So I think it's on hiatus, and I don't
nobody
know,
got it.
I don't know if it's coming back or not. To be honest with you, I read an article about that. Is this coming back or isn't it? It has not been canceled. I want to be clear about that, but a lot of things haven't been canceled yet for some reason this year.
So. I think this is an online show, and I first heard someone made reference to it, and someone said they got sucked in and they watched all, I guess there are four or five seasons to this.
Mm-hmm.
When we watch an online offering for like BBC, the ads come up for a show called Letterkenny.
Don't know it.
Oh. Shoot. I was hoping for some insight from you on that.
Let me give you my deep insight on that. I don't know it.
I can't tell if it's they're ad-libbing or faking it. It's like this farm town and they just go around treating each other the way they darn well feel, and they're shooting and stealing girlfriends. And
it's online. Is it YouTube TV or is it Where is it?
I think it, I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
Oh, well, my deep inside.
Uh-oh. Hang on a second. Here come the text messages.
Here we go.
He doesn't know letter, Kenny?
He's out.
I have no idea.
No. Here. Oh, my gosh. Here it comes. Okay. Yeah. Letter Kenny is hilarious. It's on Hulu. Oh my!
Hulu.
This thing is.
I got Hulu. I've never seen it.
This text line is exploding now. There's no shooting. LOL. Well, wait a minute. What about the promo where the guy comes on and does the little poem in the beginning that says you pop them and drop them or something? Your spare parts, bud. Apparently, that's a line from it. Uh-oh. I don't know if I want to tell you this, but this person writes, "You let me down, Steve."
Oh, well.
Because he doesn't know. My brother says that Letter Kenny is the funniest show ever. It's about a Canadian small town group of friends. I saw a small clip of it on Facebook, and I didn't think it was funny. No. He writes, I didn't know what I was watching, but I was laughing my arse off, and I sent the clip over to him, and he went on and on for paragraphs about Letter Kenny, LetterKenny.
So
you're 10 ply.
This is so funny. Why is it in a can?
Hicks.
why is it in a can and may not come back?
Hicks, skids, and hockey players.
Okay.
Based on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Based on the 14 text messages that have come in about this show in the short time that we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
The entire audience checked in on this one.
Apparently, people know about this. This could be the funniest show we're not watching.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe we should give it a try.
Well, how are you going to try it?
It's on Hulu.
Well,
you have to have Hulu.
Because that's where...
I thought you said it was on hiatus.
No, that's a different show. That was the previous show, Life in Pieces, that he mentioned just a few minutes ago.
Never saw that one either.
No, Letterkenny is an offering on Hulu, and it's apparently online only.
Huh.
Okay.
Now, I've seen a lot of stuff on Hulu. It's never shown up in my highlights. It's never shown up. I swear to you, this show has never appeared as Watch This, Steve.
Really?
Never. So, what can I tell you guys?
Well, now all three of us.
Not good at marketing.
We all have homework, apparently, to do. We need to watch it. But this person writes to us, Red Dwarf, why isn't anyone else laughing?
Yeah, that was a good show. Again, though, it's that, I think... For some people, the British humor doesn't connect. I don't know why it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's delivery. Maybe you don't understand. Sometimes it is difficult to understand what people are actually saying because they have, slang or lingo that's different. So that's the thing that I think happens with some people. They don't get it that way.
Kevin's written in to us in the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox.
You've got mail.
And WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Portlandia. Yeah. On the IFC channel.
That's an off and on for me.
Why isn't anyone else laughing? Is that the one where they incorporate sound effects along with the quirky humor?
I don't know how to describe this show. It's sketch comedy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it really works. And sometimes I'll sit there going, I don't know what's happening right now in this scene. I'm not able to follow the humor that's supposedly occurring here.
Uh-huh.
It's a strange show.
This person writes, it was filmed in Portland, Oregon, and it makes fun of life in a very progressive or liberal city using satire, sarcasm, and exaggeration.
They are right.
Kevin and Lewiston, thanks for that email to us.
They are right. But it's a strange show.
I wonder if some of our funniest shows of all time were to start out today, would they really be? I saw a clip yesterday.
What a great concept right there.
Yeah. I saw a section of The Honeymooners yesterday, and I was sitting there laughing my butt off. And then the thought occurred to me, I wonder if I played that for some of the grandchildren. Would they think that was funny? Because he was going pow, and mm-hmm. all of the Jackie Gleason stuff. We think it's funny in my generation. I wonder if, would it be funny to anybody else now?
I wonder if someone would look at it and say, there's nothing funny about domestic violence and threatening your wife, right?
That's exactly what came to my mind.
That's come up, with that show many times. It's a good show. There's some great moments in that show, but it is very much a product of its era, as we could say. And so it's got some dated comedy in it, too, that doesn't play as well. Take a show like I Love Lucy, continues to play well.
Yeah, there's nothing
to play well.
Other than you, I suppose, Desi. Seinfeld, I was a late arrival to the Seinfeld series anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious, but I don't know that it would play today. And my other favorite is Cheers. I've gone through all the old Cheers, and I'm into the characters, and I like
that. But, works.
But now yeah. You've got bar flies on TV now. You know, right. I don't know if they'd work today.
I don't know if they would either. You're right.
They're working with me, but yeah. That was like from 20 years ago.
Well, a lot of shows will go down that. I think that things, Gilligan's Island, which was a classic slapstick comedy, mostly for kids, that's right?
Bob Dylan.
And you could watch this show, and kids would laugh at it like crazy. And when you grow up as an adult, you watch it and go like, oh, my God, the pacing of this show.
Yeah, the pacing. And wait for it. It was like a drinking game as soon as there was fast motion videography. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then your dad would come over and look over your shoulder as soon as Ginger was on the screen. Ginger. And then she'd move away. And Marianne, they'd stay. And then dad would disappear. This person writes to us, some people don't appreciate British humor because of the linguistics and colloquialisms.
Sometimes you can't follow it. It's
that,
true.
That it we don't really true. Understand. Maybe it's a period thing because my dad watches that stuff like Monty Python and sometimes thinks it's corny and funny. The only scene that I have ever seen was this fat dude that's overweight and the waiter would bring him the Thin Mints. But that wasn't actually, that wasn't on the TV show. That was in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's wafer thin. Yeah, they're wafer thin mints, sir. That was actually from the movie, not the TV show.
Right. There's some shtick from Monty Python that worked very well, and there were some that you didn't understand the joke. I think that mm-hmm. did happen sometimes, too.
Caller, hi, GHRT. What are you laughing at that no one else is laughing at?
Dice. I think it played 3 seasons on Showtime, and then they canceled it. I would love to see Netflix pick that up.
Was it called Dice, as in roll?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh.
But he still thinks he's as important as he was 30 years ago. Now he's fat, balding, and oh my God, what a hilarious show, taking somebody like that who was on the top of the mountain, and now he still thinks he's it.
That's a great idea.
Hey, thanks. 1-800-966-1039, our telephone number. Papa Bear writes to us, would the Three Stooges still play today?
Well, they do, actually. Me.
Well, they do, but yeah. I don't.
I've watched some of them are great. I think some of them are really funny. But there are some that they're beating each other up, and that's about it. But remember they did the Three Stooges movie? Did you ever see the Three Stooges movie?
Yeah, I think I did.
And it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, Kate Upton was in that.
The effort to translate that humor doesn't work as well.
It's the only reason I knew that.
Yeah, okay.
It was out because Kate Upton was in it. And I'm thinking, really? Can she act? And the answer was no.
But I can appreciate those shows for what they were at the time. Some of them are good.
This person writes to us, you know what show will be funny forever?
What?
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a funny show.
Great character development, great situational comedy.
Yeah, that was what it is.
When it's Laura can't help herself, but she opens up the inflatable raft out of the closet. It was a very Lucille Ball-ish
thing. There was
a
little bit of that in there. Yeah.
If you go by what I see on Facebook, at least. Mm-hmm. Carol Burnett's, the bits of comedy on Carol Burnett play. Somebody's putting a bit up every day.
So well written. Those were well written pieces.
Those were a little slapstick, but they were funny.
Yeah.
This person says, honestly, I've never seen an entire episode of My Favorite Martian, but he said, My Favorite Martian. Perhaps I was laughing at it. Why isn't anyone else laughing? Is it really funny to see a TV antenna come sticking up out of someone's head?
According to the laugh track, it was hilarious.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.